I invite you to hear the gospel according to Luke from chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 this morning. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've always been amazed whenever I go to the mountains how you can travel for 30 or 40 minutes and only make it 3 miles. Because the roads would just go around and around and around and around the mountain to get you to where you need to. And goodness sake, if you use a GPS, some of the ways that that GPS will take you to get you to where you think you need to go, it just takes you forever to do it. I was in the mountains recently and traveled some roads that I have in the past and noticed that they were not quite as difficult as they had been, as I remember. Because they had been modified, road construction had been done to prepare a more direct line of travel, a more efficient way of travel. You see, these roads had been prepared, and they had been made better, and they had been changed. Well, as you travel around town right now, I think you will be challenged to find a place to where there is not road construction over these last 6 months. I think you'll notice a lot of potholes being repaired, a lot of roads being widened, roads being straightened out, roads being changed, and of course if you've been on Interstate 85, you know that's a story in itself. But what this construction is, it's a visible sign of preparation. It's a visible sign of progress, that things are not as they used to be, things are being made better, so that the travel and the path is much easier. It's a sign of change. In an equally visible way, we see a sign of preparation, a sign of progress, and a sign of change being shared through the Gospel of Luke this morning. We hear John the Baptist being said in his historical context with what ruler was ruling what and what location. And then you see that the word of God came upon John the Baptist, and then he went out into all regions preaching the baptism of repentance and the baptism of forgiveness. You see what he is doing after he was filled with the word of God, and it's important for us to remember and understand that close relationship with Christ and with John the Baptist. We know how Mary had visited with Elizabeth. John was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and how Elizabeth was supposedly barren, but then she gave birth to John the Baptist. And then, of course, we know Christ was born of a virgin mother. Well, the word of God came upon John the Baptist, and he went out and he preached these things. He was making preparations for the coming of Jesus Christ. The way of the Lord was to be prepared. Now, we know the prophet Isaiah, back when, had said, these things need to be done. Well, John the Baptist was taking those things to heart. He was making the path straight. He was praying that the valleys would be filled and the hills made low and the curves be straightened and the rough made smooth. Essentially, what John the Baptist was doing was trying to make the path straight. So then the path of salvation would be clear. How is it that people were to come to God? How is it that people were to come to this baptism? The way had to be made easy. The way had to be made clear. The way had to be made possible. And that's what John the Baptist was doing. John the Baptist's ministry was in full swing. his ministry of preaching and teaching and baptism. And in each encounter that he had with another person, he was preparing them for that true light which was to come. On this second Sunday of Advent, we focus on a theme of preparation. And we focus on a theme of Jesus Christ as the way. I want to ask you a couple questions. I want to ask you this. Has the way been prepared? Has the way been prepared? Have the people prepared themselves? And are we prepared for the change that is to come? What are we doing as a body of Christ to make the path to salvation clear and inviting? Have we been like those who do road construction in preparing the way? In other words, their work is visible. When a pothole is repaired, you can see it. When the road is widened, there's tangible evidence that they were working. What is our evidence as a church, as a body of Christ, as Christians? Have we been like those who do construction for a living and repairs for a living in that our evidence of our work is visible? Is the work of our church visible to the one who seeks God? Is the work in our lives, the way that we live, is Christ visible to one who seeks to have that relationship? And that may seem a little watered down just a little bit when we say, is our work visible? But what I say to you is that inviting Christ into our hearts may seem simple for those who have already established a relationship with Jesus Christ and openly receive God's mercy and His grace in your heart. But it can be extremely difficult to the seeker who has questions. The one who wants to know about this God. The one who wants to know about this Christ child. They've got questions and they don't know where to turn for those questions. They don't have the experience in church that you do. They don't understand the virgin birth. They don't understand what it is that we celebrate at Christmas time during the season of Advent. I mean, honestly, until you started going to church, what did Advent mean to you? Probably not a lot. What does Lent mean to you if you're not a Christian? Or if you don't go to church, probably not a whole lot. So to that person that is seeking Christ for the first time and has no experience at church, has not had the opportunity to read the Bible, and generally does not understand, then that visible work is important so that they know where to go for the answers. Our challenge during this season of Advent, during this new Christian year, the new Christian year started last week, our challenge is to rise up to that task of making disciples in the name of our Lord and inviting them to experience change. I want to ask you this. How did you feel when you first accepted Jesus in your heart? How did you feel when you first accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Or maybe if you were baptized later in your life, what was it that you felt when that water touched your head? Whether it was sprinkled or poured, or you rose up after being immersed, what is it that you felt? Or maybe during your baptismal reaffirmation, what is it that you felt? And I believe that we're all on the same page when I say it felt very special. It felt very special when you realized that Christ was in control of your life and that Christ was in your heart and that you had shed the burdens of the past and moved forward to a change. That it was something that is just really too hard to describe. I know when I talk about my call into the ministry, I really can't do it justice on how I felt whenever I realized that God had a new direction for me and that He was in control. I can tell you what went on, but to describe that feeling in my heart, I can't, because it was so amazing. And is this not the same feeling that we want others to experience? Is this not the same thing that we want to invite others to experience, no matter who they are, where they come from, what they look like, what they wear? Is this not the same experience that we want others to have? Our only hope in causing transformation. Now, we remember, follow Jesus, make disciples, transform the world. our triangle that we talk about a lot. Our only hope in causing transformation in this world, in this community, is to bring others to Jesus Christ. Is to offer others that opportunity to encounter the risen Savior. That opportunity to feel the change that comes when we accept Christ in our hearts. What we need. What we need for our future as a body, as a church, is to have those professions of faith. For people to come into this place. For people to come into other churches. For people to stop where they are and profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's what we are commissioned to do. It's what we do as the church. It's who we're supposed to be. But unfortunately, a lot of churches have kind of lost sight of that. One of the books that I'm having to read for divinity school right now talks about, and this was the author's view, but I really see it in a lot of places, how Jesus really had some concerns about the established formal religion because it took away from what needed to be done, reaching those individuals that they would have God in their hearts and that they would see the goodness and feel the goodness and experience that love. And that love is that token. We just heard it in one of our hymns this morning. That love is our token. That love is our sign. It's what Christ is about. I want to take you back to that mountain road just for a minute that used to be a lot different, but it's now straight and it's smooth. How can we be like those builders? How can we offer Christ in a very direct way, in a very cleared way, even to the point of having the road signs that says, this is what you need to do. This is where you need to go. How can we do this? How can we prepare again for the coming of Christ? That His work might be carried out without obstacle, without barrier, without delay? How can we allow Christ to work in a place? How can we interject Christ into a place where people have pushed Him out? These are the questions that are before us as a body of Christ that define our ministry and our commission in the coming year. Simply as a church, as a people, as a Christian, we must be active in ministry and in service and in mission and outreach. We must be the church. We must not go to church. We must be the church that Christ intended. If we are to prepare others to receive God's grace and mercy, if we are to prepare people to have that encounter with Jesus Christ, if we are to prepare that way for Christ to come again, then we must be the church and not view the church as a place that we go on Sunday mornings. I want to challenge you to do this, and it's not much homework, it's pretty simple. This week, when you're in the community somewhere, or maybe even ask others in the church, or ask somebody at a store, just ask somebody. I want you to do this. Ask someone what they know about this church. Ask someone what they know about St. Paul United Methodist Church. Ask someone what they know about Center Grove United Methodist Church. What is it that makes that church stand out in the community? And I think you'll be surprised with some of the answers that we receive. And I say that about our churches, about St. Paul and the Center Grove, but we could just say, fill in the blank with most churches, I think that we could ask that same question and you would be really surprised what you hear. And it don't matter what church it is, but what is it that they know about that church that is right down the street from them? Now ask yourself this. What is it that needs to be done so that others will know this church, that church, and the others down the street as a place where believers are made and Jesus Christ fills our heart? What is it that needs to be done where people will know, I go to that place and the Holy Spirit is going to fill my heart and something is going to happen and I'm going to be changed? And if I want to accept Christ in my heart, that's the place that I need to be. Indeed, this Advent season is a very special time. as we're called to remember the birth that made forgiveness and salvation possible through God's grace and His mercy. On the second Sunday of Advent, today is about preparing the way for the work of the Lord to be carried out. It's about nurturing believers, those that sit here. It's about ministering to those yet to come, those that will come through our doors. So I say to you this morning, let us pull out our plans, let us pull out the surveys and the maps, and let us be intentional in constructing a road, a path, a way that is made smooth, valleys that are lifted up, mountains are lowered, so that no obstacle resists for that next person who wants to profess Christ as their Lord and Savior. Praise be to God.